I think we're going to be looking to develop both onshore wind farms and in place, including in places like Donegal, but also I think increasingly offshore wind energy, which is enormous potential in Ireland. We really haven't developed offshore wind energy in this country, and that's been a real mistake, I think, over the last 20 years. Hopefully, we expect to see in the next couple of months the new government, whenever it's formed, is going to really move forward with enabling us to develop wind energy, initially off Ireland's east coast, but then as technology improves and we can go further and further out to sea, off the west and the northwest coast as well.
There was talk several years ago about something off the coast of Lough Foyle. Is that something that perhaps is coming back onto the agenda again?
I think when we're talking about off the west and the north coast, what we will be looking at there are floating wind turbines. And the reason for that is that fixed turbines need to be closer to the coastline because the sea bed needs to be 50 metres or so. The coastline and the seabed off the west coast and north coast of Ireland aren't really suitable for that, but as floating turbines become more available, we'll be able to look at those kind of locations where there's enormous amounts of wind resources out there to be tapped into.
In terms of relationships between IWEA, its members and communities, how are they going? We know that there have been initiatives to help communities where wind farms have been located in various locations, including Donegal, but there is always going to be a certain amount of tension. What steps are being taken and what measures do you believe are in place to actually address that?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of the responsibility lies with the wind farm developer. You know, it's our responsibility to go out to the local community, to talk about what we're looking to do to develop the wind farm, to listen to their concerns, and to try and change the project as much as possible to accommodate them. It's very, very rare, very unusual these days for any kind of wind farm to be developed without changes being made to accommodate the interests of the local community. And that's why we're always urging people to engage as quickly as possible. As the new support schemes for wind energy come in play later on this year, the amount of money that's going to be invested in local communities from wind farms is going to substantially increase, and hopefully in the years to come we're going to be able to see local communities having the opportunity to invest in wind farms and to actually part own and share in the profits from those kind of renewable developments. And I suppose from our end, we'll always need to continue to try and find ways of improving how we communicate and engage with local communities and ensure that they are part of the energy transition.